The masculine partner's responsibility, so to speak, it could be the woman who's the masculine partner. So the masculine partner's responsibility is the depth of the moment, but the feminine partner's responsibility is the life of the moment, the playfulness, the energy in it. They go together. So you can't bring it deeper unless she brings the energy to it, but she can't give you that authentic energy unless you're pretty damn deep. So they go together. Now, the way the masculine partner typically brings sex deeper is through the contemplation of death. So depth is achieved through the contemplation of death. So you're feeling that dissolution. The masculine play in that dissolution is to stand already dissolved. It's all okay. Nothingness is okay. You know, dissolve, surrender, dissolve. That's your communication to her. You know, it's okay, like you said, it's safe, dissolve, it's all okay. But unless she's giving you the energy that is required to be interested in giving her that depth of death, it won't work. So what that means is her full spectrum of expression has to be done. So just like women might have a favorite food that they like a lot, but they wouldn't want to eat it all the time. You have a favorite food, a favorite energy of hers that you like, say sexually, but not all the time, but a lot of the time. So that flavor for each man is very specific, and you could usually track it from what you masturbate to from teenager all of your life. So most men masturbate in their fantasy to either one fantasy or a very limited number of fantasies, and usually they have a similar theme. Some men like ice cool blondes, they're very quiet. Some men like, you know, whatever, fiery Latina lady. Or, you know, I mean, those are just, you know, stereotypical examples so people could get a sense. But that theme indicates the transmission of energy that you will require to want, for your body to want to enter hers, for your consciousness to actually want to enter hers. So it'd be good to identify that main flavor so she could practice giving it to you and then become conscious of when to use various spices. Now, what's important is that when she's manifesting these energies as a gift for you, if she's in a first stage moment, which will happen, she'll be doing them so you love her. So it's like, is this good enough for you? You know, is this what you want? Is this the kind of woman you want me to be? That's not what I'm talking about. That's her first stage, and she has to learn to deal with that. You have to learn to deal with that, that all of us need to learn. So that's the first stage. Part of her will always track what she's doing back to, is she getting back from you what she wants? And you'll do the same thing. So you just notice those first stage things. But the actual practice is she feels, this is what I was born to do. You know, the feeling in your heart would be, this is what my body's born to do, to give love this way. So she would be giving you love not to get something back from you, but just because she was born to do it. In the same way, you're not giving her your presence so she loves you. You are presence. Now, when you come together, you're battling against all these first-stage childhood wounds. Do you love me? Do you love me? So you have to deal with all of those things as they come up. But the main practice, then, is you contemplate death. She gives you life. So the feeling will be you more and more recognize it's all wide open and empty. Really, I mean, I don't know if anyone's done this in here, but you could all do it. So just to feel this in your body, you have an erection. You are giving her your presence. She gives you the energy you need to be interested at all, to inspire you, to make you want to be happy to be alive. In doing that, you'll encounter all your limits to presence, your mental limits, your childhood issues that come up and grab you. She'll do the same thing. I'm ashamed to show him that part of me. He wants me to act slutty, but I'm not just a slut. So you have all these issues that come up from childhood. You got to deal all that so she could be slutty. She could be angelic. She could be your mother. She could be your left toe. You know, I mean, she should be able, she's life itself. So her practice is to be able to incarnate any energy of life fluidly, playfully, you know, you need a, I don't know, you need to fuck a giraffe, she could be your giraffe, you know.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.